愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah. May God's blessings be upon all our brothers and sisters today.
今天下午我们要一起学习的题目是西西家王的危机。
So this afternoon's topic that we'll be discussing is Hezekiah's dangers.
我们从旧约西西家王他遇到危机怎么样依靠神的经历来学习。
And so we were going to learn in the Old Testament the various trials that Hezekiah went through and what he used to overcome them.
希望我们遇到生活上信仰上危机的时候也学会来依靠神。
And so hopefully from this we can take that into account and apply that to our tribulations and trials in our lives.
我们请翻开到历代志下。
Let's flip to 2 Chronicles.
历代志下的32章。
2 Chronicles chapter
32. 32章第一节到第八节。
2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 1 to 8.
历代志下32章。
2 Chronicles chapter 32.
好，这虔诚的事以后，亚述王西拿基利来侵入犹大，围困一切坚固城，想要攻破占据。二
，verse two，
西西家见西拿基利来，定义要攻打耶路撒冷。三
，verse three，
就与首领和勇士商议，塞住城外的泉源。他们就都帮助他。四
，verse four。
于是有许多人聚集，塞了一切泉源，并通流国中的小河，说亚述王来，为何让他得着许多水呢？五
，verse five。
西西家力图自强，就修筑所有拆毁的城墙。高与城楼相齐，在城外又筑一城，坚固大卫城的米罗，制造了许多军器盾牌。六
，verse six，
设立军长管理百姓，将他们招聚在城门的宽阔处，用话勉励他们说：七
，verse seven，
你们当刚强壮胆。不要因亚述王和跟随他的大军恐惧惊惶，因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。八
，verse eight，
与他们同在的是肉臂，与我们同在的是主我们的神，他必帮助我们，为我们征战。百姓就靠犹大王西西家的话。安然无惧了。阿们，在这边看到西西家王和他的国遇到了一个重大的危机。
So here it states the trials that Hezekiah and his kingdom faced.
原来是亚述王国他们率领的大军下来攻打犹大。
So originally the kingdom of Syria led a huge army and to attack Judah.
这个不是一个小国来攻击啊，是大国来攻击。
And this wasn't a small kingdom, this is a very large kingdom.
而且这个大国已经在几年前，差不多八年前灭了北朝的以色列国。
And this giant kingdom of Syria already eradicated the northern kingdom of Israel.
所以他们这一次下来，他们已经灭了好多其他的国家，要继续也要灭掉犹大国。
And they have already conquered several other nations, and this time they are going to conquer Judah.
那这件事情在什么时候发生呢？
And so when did this this event happen?
第一节说在虔诚的事以后，哇，发生这样子的事情。
And in verse 1 it says, after these deeds of faithfulness, this happened.
所以西西家王他是一个虔诚的王。
So Hezekiah was a very faithful king.
他敬拜天上的真神，他是一位好王。
He worshipped the king, God in heaven. He was a very good king.
跟他的父亲不一样。
He was different from his father.
他的父亲亚哈斯王不拜天上的真神，倒去拜那个偶像。
And his father did not worship the king, the God in heaven. He worshipped idols.
甚至神允许国外强国欺压他的时候。
And when God allowed other kingdoms to attack his kingdom.
他不但没有悔改来敬拜真神，反而跟随他们去 拜拜他们的神，希望看能不能够得到帮助。
He not only did not turn back to the Lord, he in fact worshipped the invaders' idols and to see if they could help him.
哦，他是特别跑到国外去参考人家那个他的祭坛怎么盖，画了一个把它画下来寄回去说，哎，耶路撒冷我们也要盖一个。
He actually went to another kingdom and asked and wrote down how their temples are made and sent the blueprints back to Jerusalem.
自己不敬拜神，还把圣殿的门关了。
He not only did not worship God, he also closed down their temples.
哦，所以在西西家王他爸爸亚哈斯统治的期间啊，非常的辛苦。
And so during the time of Hezekiah's father's reign, Israel suffered.
哦，所以西西家王他看了这一切。
And so Hezekiah saw all this.
当他做王的时候。
And so when he became king.
做王的第一年第一个月，他打开圣殿。
The first month of the first year of his rule, he immediately opened the gates, the doors of the temple.
清洁圣殿。
And cleaned out the temple.
叫利未人祭司洁净自己。
And told the Levites and the priests to cleanse themselves.
恢复敬拜。
And to resume worshiping God.
来守月节。
And to worship the Passover.
哦，所以当时候他这样做有一个结果。
And so as the result of this,
对，就是在第三十章啊。
It was in chapter 30.
三十章的，就是历代志下三十章哈。
It was just in 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
26节和27节
Verse
26
and verse 27
好26节
Verse 26
这样在耶路撒冷大有喜乐自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐27
Verse 27
那时祭司利未人起来为民祝福他们的声音蒙神垂听他们的祷告达到天上的圣所这边告诉我们他们在国里面有极大的喜乐
So here it states that within the kingdom there was great joy、
哦、你看到他人与人的关系很好人与神的关系也很好
So a relationship between man and man were great and the relationship between man and God were also great
祭司利未人起来为民祝福
And so when the Levites rose up and blessed the people
这是人与人的关系
This was a relationship between
man and man 他们的祷告达到天上蒙神垂听这是人与神的关系
And when their prayers came up to the heavens and were heard that was the relationship between man and God
哦，所以当人与神的关系人与人的关系在敬虔当中和好了有一个非常大的喜乐
And so when the relationship between man and man and man and God are good then this is a very good thing
好几百年没有这样子的喜乐
And this did not happen for many hundreds of years
等太久了
And it's been way too long
早就该回到神这边认真的敬拜了
And this should have been done ages ago
这是多大的喜乐
And now there's a great joy in the kingdom
好，那他们认真的敬拜神，有这个虔诚的事。
And so after they diligently worshipped God, this is what happened.
哦，那三十二节说虔诚的事之后，哎，遇到了一个大危机啊。
And so after the deeds of faithfulness, this is the trial that the Israelites face.
哦，所以但不是说敬拜神的人就不会遇到危机。
This means that not everyone who is faithful will not meet trials.
不敬拜神的人遇到危机，敬拜神的人也会遇到危机。
If you do not worship God, you will face trials. But if you also worship God, you will still face trials.
亚兰国他是到处攻，亚述国他是到处攻打的，不管你拜什么神，他就是来打你。
The kingdom of Assyria will attack multiple kingdoms regardless of their faith.
但是不一样在哪里？
But what is the difference here?
敬拜神的人遇到这个危机，但是他有神可以靠。
The people who worship God, even though they will meet this tribulation, but they have God to rely upon.
哦，所以西西家王跟百姓这么说啊。
So this is what Hezekiah told his people.
他说：“你们不要怕。”
He said, "Be strong and courageous."
比我跟我们同在的，比跟他们同在的还要更大。
For there are more with us than with him.
他们同在的是什么？肉臂，但是与我们同在的是主，我们的神。
With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God.
神一定会帮助我们。
And God will help us and fight our battles.
神会为我们征战。
And God will fight for us.
那借着西西家王的鼓励，众百姓他们心就安了。
And with the encouragement from King Hezekiah, the people were pleased.
他们想一想，是啊，我们所敬拜的真神这么的伟大。
And they thought, that is true. The God that we worship is very great.
我们现在关系又跟他和好了。
And our relationship with God is much
better. 我们遇到困难, 他不会不理我们。
And now that we have faced tribulation, God will not ignore us.
虽然大军入境,
and so even though a big army emerges,
但是他们照着这个勉励想到他们的神, 他们就安然无惧了。
But after the encouragement from Hezekiah, they realized that God was with them and they had nothing to fear.
所以在这件事情上, 我们可以看到, 虽然 吓了一下, 但是后来, 诶, 想到神,
so even though there was a great tribulation, the people thought that they had God and they had nothing to fear.
而且在这个过程当中, 反而让整个团体, 神的选民, 更加有凝聚力。
And so from after this event, the people were more united than ever.
当他们看到一大群敌人来的时候,
when they saw a big army approaching,
众人都起来帮助王,
the masses rose up and protected their king.
大家一起合作, 一起的努力抵抗外敌,
and everybody cooperated against the army.
所以遇到这样子的危机, 反而让百姓们更加的团结, 更加的依靠神。
And so, on the contrary, from meeting this army, the people were more united than ever.
那这个敌人真的来了。
And so now the enemy has really come.
他就 用很多犹太人的话 要吓他们, 要让他们惊吓。
And the king of Assyria wanted to use a lot of the words from the Israelites to scare them.
他说我们打败了这么多个国家, 没有神能够救你们。
He said that we have defeated so many of our enemies and no God can save you.
在32章的18节,
in chapter 32, verse 18.
这边说亚述王的臣仆用犹大言语向耶路撒冷城上的民大声呼叫, 要惊吓他们, 扰乱他们, 以便取城啊。 所以当时候敌人来, 他用很多的话, 要吓他们。
In verse 18, they called out with a loud voice in Hebrew to try and scare the people within the city.
实在讲的, 如果他们讲的也有点道理啊, 他们这么大的军队, 打败这么多的国家, 你一个小小的国家, 算什么?
And what they said did have some truth, because they have defeated so many of their enemies, and Judah was a small kingdom, so how could they resist them?
怎么办? 他们在城外了。
So what do they do? The enemy is already outside the gates.
又大声地跟你, 要惊吓你,
and loudly shouted at them to scare them.
我们来看西西教他怎么办,
Let's see what Hezekiah did.
我们来看这个列王记下,
Let's look at 2 Kings.
列王记下的18章,
2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下18章,
2 Kings chapter 18.
36节,
verse 36.
列王记下18章36节,
2 Kings chapter 18 verse 36.
百姓静默不言, 并不回答一句, 因为王曾吩咐说, 不要回答他。
So here it says, but the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, do not answer him.
他们有一个 王下了一个命令, 不要回答他们。
So Hezekiah ordered his people to not answer them.
不管他们讲什么, 想要吓你, 想要让你生气, 要让你灰心, 让你上志, 你不要回答他们。
Regardless of what the Assyrians want you to do, whether they want you to be angry, afraid, or sad, do not answer them.
静默不言,
that you be silent.
专心依靠神的拯救。
And you focus on the salvation of God.
专心等候神的拯救。
And you focus on God.
好, 我们来看那个耶利米哀歌。
Let's look at Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌三章。
Let's look at Lamentations chapter 3.
25节。
Verse
25. 和26节。
And verse 26.
好, 25节, 凡等候神, 心里寻求他的, 神必施恩给他, 26,
verse 26.
人仰望神, 静默等候他的救恩, 这原是好的。 所以他们一句话都不回。
So here, the Israelites did not respond.
等候神大能的手, 大能的拯救。
And they patiently waited for God's mercy.
以色列人出埃及的时候也是这样子。
And this is the same when the Israelites first left Egypt.
前面红海, 后面哦, 埃及追兵。
When in front of them there's a Red Sea, and behind them there's the Egyptian army.
摩西告诉他们说, 你们不要出声, 静默, 就是看神怎么拯救你们。
And Moses told the people that they should not say a word and to wait and see how the Lord will save them.
所以很多时候我们遇到了问题，遇到了挑战，我们不用很急着去。 要靠自己的方法来解决。
And so in our daily lives, when we meet trials and tribulations, we don't have to be anxious about how we approach this.
因为其实危机的时候是我们靠自己也没有办法的。
Because in these times, sometimes we cannot even rely on ourselves to figure this out.
在台湾有个弟兄，他要做兵啊。
In Taiwan, there was a brother who was going to join the military.
那在兵营的时候，人家发现说，哎，他很会画画。
And during military, someone discovered that he was a very good drawer.
所以他那个长官就要生日了，就说：“哎，我生日了，你要帮我画一个寿星公。”
And so his superior said, "It was my birthday, so I want you to draw something for me."
那当然，我们信主的人，我们不会去画这种寿星公，这个跟偶像崇拜有关系的。
And so what the superior wanted to draw was related to idols. And so obviously this, because he was a brother, he could not draw this.
所以他就拒绝。
And so our brother rejected it.
从那时候开始, 这个长官就常常地针对他。
And so from then on, the superior targeted him a lot.
这个长官其实也不是多大的官, 但是官大一级压死人, 就是让他很就是一直在队伍里面的
Because the superior had a target on his back, he would often make him do extra things and make his life miserable.
那这个弟兄就是安静祷告，把这件事情交托给神。
And so this brother was silent and he prayed to God about this.
过了一阵子之后，
so after a period of time,
这个长官他的女儿生病了。After
the superior's daughter was sick.
那 他的太太就埋怨说：“你怎么常常都不在家里面？女儿生病了，你还不回来？”
And the superior's wife would complain to him and say, "Why your daughter is sick? Why are you never home?"
那这个长官他就在两难之间呢，因为他有他的工作要做，但是又想要回去看女儿。
And so this superior was very troubled because on one hand he had work to do, on the other hand he wanted to visit his daughter.
那个时候我们的弟兄就跟他说，
And so then our brother told him,
这边的事情，队伍的事情交给我，你可以放心回去看你的女儿。
The brother said, I will resolve all the responsibilities here. Go home and see your daughter.
那一次长官他就很感动。
And the superior was very moved.
他说我对你这么不好。
And he said, "I treated you so poorly.
常常都刁难你。
And I often targeted you.
但是我在困难的时候，你居然出来愿意帮助我。
But when I'm in trouble, you would actually reached out and helped me.
所以从那一次开始，他们就成为了好朋友。
And from that point on, the two became friends.
甚至借着这个机会，这个长官也来认识。 认识教会。
And from this opportunity, the superior actually came to church.
所以其实神他有在看。
And so in truth, God is always watching.
神也愿意帮助。
And God is always willing to help.
但是神有他的时间。
But God has his own time.
我们所要做的就是静默等候神的荣耀。
And so what we have to do is wait patiently for God's time.
所以神的荣耀真的彰显了。
And so when God's glory has been revealed,
当时候 在城外，神的天使一出来，一天晚上杀了18万5千人。
And when God's time has come and God's angels came out, they immediately killed all the fighters.
那个亚述王起来，喂。 怎么军队都没了，反而是他羞羞愧愧地跑回家去了。
And the moment the king of Assyria woke up and found that his entire army was decimated, he had to walk back in shame.
所以这个征战的危机，
And so,
靠神就这样子的解决了。
And this trial that the Israelites faced was resolved by relying on God.
但是有时候我们发现呢，
But sometimes we discover,
好像平静的安稳的日子， 很长的一段时间，但是如果碰到一个困难，有时候都是接二连三的来啊。
Sometimes after a period of prosperity and peace, after when we start to see trials, it comes continuously.
所以西西家王在遇到这个困难要解决了，但是那时他又遇到另外一个问题了，一个危机啊。So
after Hezekiah resolved that issue with the Assyrian kingdom, another trial emerged.
我们看列王记下20章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 20.
列王记下第20章，
2 Kings chapter 20,
第一节，
verse 1
到第6节，
verse 1 to verse 6。
那时， 西西家病得要死，亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚去见他，对他说，主如此说，你当留一命与你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。二
Verse 2，
西西家就转脸朝墙祷告神说，神啊，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。第四节
Verse 4，
以赛亚出来还没有到中院，神的话就临到他说，五
Verse 5，
你回去告诉我民的君西西家说，主你主大卫的神如此说，我听见了你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必医治你，到第三日你必上到神的殿。六
Verse 6，
我必加增你15年的寿数，并且我要救你和这城脱离亚述王的手，我为自己和我仆人大卫的缘故必保护这城。好，所以在这边说到那时啊，就是大军入境，第一个困难还那第二个困难又来了。
So here it says that after Hezekiah resolved the issue with the king of Assyria, that his trial immediately emerged.
好，这边说到当时候他病得很严重，几乎要死了。
His second trial was that he was very sick and at the point of death.
然后他看到神的先知啊，以赛亚来见他。
And he saw God's prophet Isaiah to come see him.
可能他想说有救了。
And he thought maybe there is some hope.
这个是神的先知，请他帮我祷告一下。
And that this is God's prophet, that if he can pray for me, I'll be well. If he can lay his hands on me.
或许我还有机会啊。
Maybe I'll have.
靠医生没有办法。
Maybe I'll have some life left in me.
结果这个先知一开口就跟他说，
However, this prophet immediately said,
留一命于你家吧，因为你必死不能活了。
He said, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.
那个时候西西家王他马上转脸朝墙就痛哭了。
And that time Hezekiah immediately turned his face towards the wall and cried.
他说，男儿有泪不轻弹，是因为到伤心处。他真的很伤心啊。
And at that point he cried because he was very, very sorrowful.
你说之前他所遇到的困难有很多的好同伴跟他一起来抵挡。
In his previous trial, there were many companions that he had to face him together.
但是在这个病痛的挣扎上，没有人能够代替他。
But in the trial of illness, there was no one who can sacrifice himself.
他也逃不掉。
And he cannot escape.
你说大军来了，好了，那这个城不要了，我逃掉了，总还是可以吧。
In the case of an invasion, he could escape the city and leave the city to them. But here he can't escape.
对，这边他没有办法逃啊，这个是。病得要死了，你逃也逃不掉。
Here, when he was sick to the point of death, he could not escape.
没有人能够跟他一起承担啊。
And there was no one who could bear this burden with him.
所以这个危机是比刚刚的危机还要更大。
And so this trial was even bigger than the trial before.
所以他现在这个时候，西西家王是39岁。
And here Hezekiah was 39 years old.
昨天有一个弟兄他分享啊，39岁遇到了中年危机啊。
There was a brother who shared yesterday that at 39 he had a midlife crisis.
39岁是最好的年纪。
He said 39 years old is the best age.
上有父母可以孝顺。
Because above you there is parents that you can.
然后很多下面又有小孩子。
And below you there are kids.
能够享受天伦之乐。
And so you are in between the two.
最好的年纪。
And this is the best age to be.
如果以我们真耶稣教会来说了哈。
From the perspective of TJC,
我们现在青年在分配都是18岁到什么到40岁。
That are
青年。
That the youth age is from 18 to 40.
所以西西家王他是青年啊，39岁。
And so Hezekiah was still very young at 39.
他说我一个青年啊，现在眼看这个敌人就要走了。
And so,
就要被打败了。
Hezekiah thought that he was still young, and in front of him, his enemies have been defeated.
眼看前面的道路一片光明啊。
And everything in his path was bright.
本来犹大是一个小国。
And the kingdom of Judah originally was a small
kingdom. 人家看不起的，因为他爸爸不敬拜神啊。
And nobody really paid attention to him because his father messed the kingdom
up. 但是现在如果打败了这个亚述王。
But after defeating the kingdom of Assyria,
不只是得到保存而已啊，周围的国家一定都会尊重我们。
Not only did he resolve the issue inside the kingdom, all the surrounding kingdoms respected him.
我这个做王的能够得到很大的尊荣啊。
And this is a lot of glory that to be had by the king.
眼看苦的日子就要过了，好的日子才要开始，结果这时候先知来说你要死不能活了。
And it was almost like all his problems went away, and yet God's prophet came and told him that you're going to die.
他辛苦了很久，做了很多恢复信仰、建造国家的事情，现在要享福，结果没有时间了。
And after laboring so long by rebuilding the temple, re-establishing the faith of the people, and defeating the kingdom of Assyria, now he's sick and about to die.
他向神痛哭。
And so that is why he cried bitterly.
向神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
那神告诉他说看见了你的眼泪。
And God said, I have seen your tears.
我也听见了你的祷告。
And I have heard your prayers.
我垂听你的祷告。
And I will listen to your prayers.
要加你15年的寿数。
And I will add to your days 15 years.
在这边神很清楚地告诉西西家王。
And so here God clearly says to the Hezekiah.
要让他知道说他这一次病能够好不是偶然的。
God wants to tell Hezekiah that this time I have cured your illness.
Oh, 有时候我们生病哈。
Sometimes when we are sick.
然后我们祷告也吃药。
And we pray and we also eat medicine.
哦，那好的时候你都不知道要感谢神还是感谢医生吗？
And when we are better, we don't know whether to thank God or to thank the doctor.
但是在这边神让他很明白的知道。
But here God says very clearly to Hezekiah.
这个你医好的是我把你医好的。
That you are cured because I cured you.
哦，而且要给他一个兆头。
And you will, and I will give you a message.
哦，一个 sign.
A sign.
哦，就是让这个太阳近十度，或者是后退十度。
And I will shift the sun by 10 degrees or back by 10 degrees.
哦，所以让他很明白的知道说，他能够多活下来，继续的生命是神给他的。
And this symbol is so that Hezekiah knows that God was the one who healed him.
哦，也是让今天我们知道。
And so this also lets us know.
今天可能我们能够赚钱，能够有能够享福的能力，但是有享福的时间是神给我们的。
That today we may be able to make a lot of money, but the time that we have to enjoy this is because God has given it to us.
其实我们西西家拥有的也是神给他的。
Because everything Hezekiah owns was given to him by God.
但是要能够享这个福是怎么样？时间也是神给他的。
But the time to enjoy this, the labor, the fruits of his labor is given to him by God.
哦，所以神要让他知道，你要知恩、感恩、报恩。
And so God wanted Hezekiah to know that he has to understand his blessings and to be thankful for his blessings.
哦，所以这样子，西西家这一个难关，靠着祷告，倚靠神，他也度过了。
And so the second tribulation that Hezekiah faced was overcome by again being close to God.
但是危机不是这样子就过去了。
But trials are not easily passed like this.
列王记下20章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 20.
20章的12节.
2 Kings chapter 20 verse 12.
那时巴比伦王亚拉旦的儿子比罗达巴拉旦听见西西家病而痊愈，就送书信和礼物给他。13.
Verse 13.
西西家听从使者的话，就把他宝库的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油和他武库里的一切军器，并他所有的财宝都给他们看。他家中和他全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。14
Verse 14.
于是先知以赛亚来见西西家王，对他说：这些人说什么？他们从哪里来见你？西西家说，他们从远方的巴比伦来。15
Verse 15.
以赛亚说，他们在你家里看见了什么？西西家说，凡我家中所有的，他们都看见了，我财宝中没有一样不给他们看的。16
Verse 16.
以赛亚对西西家说，你要听神的话。17
Verse 17.
日子必到，凡你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是神说的。 啊，所以在这边看到那时候又有另外一件事情发生了。
And after this, another trial emerged.
啊，他病好了。
Hezekiah was recovered.
啊，那时候巴比伦王，远方的巴比伦这个国家听到说，哎，犹大王病好了，赶快派儿子和礼物过去啊。
And so after the word got to the Babylonian kingdom, they immediately sent people to see him.
啊，因为这个时候国家也太平了，已经打败了亚述王。
And because at this point, the kingdom was at peace because they defeated the Assyrians.
哦，神把犹大国在列国当中高举了起来。
And God has lifted up the kingdom of Judah.
哦，所以远方巴比伦王他也赶快着带着礼物，派他的王子来朝见这个犹大王啊。
And so the kingdom of Babylonia immediately sent their envoys with gifts.
那他西西家王就把家里东西都给他看了。
And so Hezekiah immediately showed all he had to the Babylonian and envoys.
啊，然后先知来问他说：“哎，他在你家看了什么？”
And when the prophet asked, "What did you show him?"
他说：“我都给他看了。”结果先知跟他说：“那以后你要知道，你这些全部的以后都会被掳到巴比伦去。”
Hezekiah said, "I showed everything." And the prophet said, "God will let you." God will take this all away from you.
怎么这么严重啊？
Why is this so drastic?
我们常常，如果人家到我们家，我们如果好友来，我们都是给打开家里，给欢迎他们看嘛。
When we have friends over, we show them around our house.
尤其是华人，我们很喜欢这样做哈。
Especially Asians, we like to do this.
楼上楼下全部开，连厕所都要打开啊。
We open all our doors upstairs, downstairs, even the bathroom doors.
我不想进去看，他说：“哎，来看啊，好，要进去看。”
We'll make sure they see everything that we have in our house.
到底问题出在哪里？是说不要给人家看呢
？But is this saying that you should not show other people your house?
我们看到那个历代之下。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
历代志下的三十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 32.
历代志下三十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 32.
我们看三十一节。
Let's look at verse 31.
唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家。访问国中所见现的奇事，这件事神离开他，要试验他，好知道他心内如何。好，那我们跳到二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
那时西西家病得要死，就祷告神，神应允他，赐他一个兆头。二十五。
Verse 25.
西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答神，因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。二十六。
Verse 26.
但西西家和耶路撒冷的居民觉得心里骄傲，就一同自卑，以致神的愤怒在西西家的日子没有临到他们。好，在这边看到说有一件事情，神离开了西西家，要看他的心是怎么样的。
So in verse 31, it says that God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
这一件事情就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西西家。
And this is when Babylonia sent their envoys to see him.
这个是一个危机啊。
And this is a trial.
哦，但是西西家王他不知道。
But Hezekiah did not realize this.
哦，这些人来，他不是送礼啊，他是spy 啊，这是间谍啊。
And the true purpose of these envoys is not to give gifts, but to actually spy on the kingdom.
来看看你家有什么宝物。
They want to see how rich your kingdom is.
好，所以巴比伦王他就惦记住了。
And so then Babylonian envoys knew this.
好，以后灭了亚述之后，巴比伦就一定要下来。
After remembering that the king of Judah was very rich, after they defeated the Assyrians.Judah was their next target.
西西家完全不知道。
But Hezekiah did not realize.
啊，你要看哦，好，就都给你看。
Hezekiah thought, if you want to see, I'll show you.
这边说到神离开他。
And here it says that God withdrew from him.
没有特别在这一件事情上提醒他或者是帮助他。
And specifically, God did not warn him or remind him.
为什么？
And why did this happen?
其实不是神 很想要离开他。
It's not because God wanted to leave Hezekiah.
而是西西家离开神。
But rather Hezekiah left God.
因为西西家往他骄傲。
Because Hezekiah was arrogant.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
And God resents those who are arrogant.
西西家王他病好了。
And Hezekiah recovered from his illness.
身体健康了。
His body's healthy again.
国中也强大了。
And his kingdom is very powerful.
现在他觉得，哎，我这样子很好了。
And now he felt that he was very powerful.
不是很需要神啊。
And that he does not need God.
这个就是骄傲。
And so that is pride.
而神说，好了，你既然不需要我，那我就在旁边看哦。
And because God thought he was not needed, he withdrew from him.
这个是最大的危机。
And that is the biggest danger.
前面两个危机都是大军入境，身体生病，他马上怎么样？马上依靠神。
The previous two trials were that there was an invasion army and Hezekiah was sick, and so immediately Hezekiah felt weak and prayed to God.
他马上寻求神，一心一意想到神啊，还向神流泪，向神祷告。
And Hezekiah immediately sought after God and prayed with tears.
但是现在什么都有了。
But now that Hezekiah has everything,
他说不需要神了，神你在旁边等一下，等下一次我遇到危机我再来找你哈。
And Hezekiah thought that he did not need God until the next time he faced this kind of trial.
其实这个才是最大的危机。
But in reality, this is the biggest trial.
今天我们很多时候也是这样子。
And today, a lot of times we are like this.
我们碰到生意不顺利，碰到身体不健康，我们都会也知道要祷告神。
When our business is not doing well, or we are facing our illnesses, we all know that we should pray to God.
也会在祷告当中，有时候我们常常就会体会到神的平安啊，甚至神会帮助我们解决这些事情。
And in these situations, through our prayer, we can experience God, and God sometimes will help us.
哦，但是最大的危机是什么？
But what is the biggest danger?
最大的危机就是当我们觉得自己富足了，觉得自己强壮了，觉得说我的银行里面账户这么多钱，有什么可以不够用的？
The biggest danger is when we feel that we do not need God because we are powerful, we are rich, we are successful, and that our bank account is very healthy.
有什么东西是不可以解决的？
And there is nothing that we cannot resolve ourselves.
遇到什么事情，没关系，我自己来。
And whatever trials that we face, we think that we can resolve it ourselves.
不需要神了，我自己来，这个我会，这个我知道怎么办。
And therefore we do not need God because we know how to resolve this.
这个才是最大的危机。
And that's the biggest danger.
你不要神，神说好吧，那我就离开，在旁边看哦。
When you reject God, God withdraws from you.
结果这个才是这个危机，这些间谍来，他都一点都不知道，就掉到坑里面去了。
And so when the spies from Babylonia came, Hezekiah did not even think about that.
但是还好，西西家王先知去警告他之后。
But thankfully, after the prophet sought out Hezekiah immediately.
26节，他们这边说到西西家，我们刚刚读了嘛，西西家跟耶路撒冷的居民，他们自己觉得啊，心里骄傲了，那。神就没有在他的日子把这个祸降在他们身上。
And so in verse 26, Hezekiah and the people all humbled themselves, so God did not God's wrath did not land on them in their lifetime.
哦，所以他们还好，他还懂得听先知的劝勉。
So thankfully, they still humbled themselves and listened to the words from the prophet.
发现说啊，我心里是骄傲。
And they discovered and realized that their hearts were full of pride.
我心里远离神了。
And their hearts were away from God.
这是一个极大的危机。
And that this is a very big danger.
我要谦卑再回到神面前。
And I need to humble myself and reapproach God.
哦，那神就当时就原谅他们，没有把要马上降的家伙降到他们身上。
And so God forgave them and spared them from destruction.
哦，所以我们从西西家王身上，我们学习到如何面对这些危机。
And so from Hezekiah's life, we can understand how we should face our trials.
哦，其实外在的危机，我们已经在信仰久了，我们很自然的反应就是遇到事情就是祷告。
And honestly, a lot of times when we face external dangers, we already know how to face them by praying to God.
哦，但是我们不要忘记还有第三个危机。
But we must not forget that there is a third type of trial.
就是在我们富裕的时候。
And it is when we are wealthy.
在我们平安的时候。
And it is when we are at peace.
我们的心常常会高举自己，然后把神丢在一边。
We oftentimes become prideful and forget about God.
希望借着今天从圣经来的提醒，
and I hope that from today's lessons with Hezekiah,
我们省察自己的心，
that we are able to rediscover our hearts.
神现在在哪里？
And we are able to see where God is right now.
是不是在我心中作王呢？
And is God the king in our hearts?
还是我已经把他请到一边等一下了？
Or are we asking God to withdraw from us already?
好，我们唱赞美诗。